אוקיי, רבותיי, בוקר טוב, יום שלישי בשבת קודש, פרשת דברים. Today is דלת באב. We are continuing, just finishing off the שולחן ערוך, תרמת, סעיף ה, with the Mishnah Berurahs, throwing some הלכות, just to gift wrap the סוגיה. We're finishing up the סוגיה that we did, the first סוגיה במצווה בבעבירה, and the different kinds of פסולים והמסתעף, בעזרת השם. Tomorrow we'll continue with another סוגיה הבאה עלינו טובה, at the end of דף למד. טוב. So just to continue off where we left off in the Ramah yesterday, last thing we dealt with yesterday, if you remember, was, yeah, pitom troubles. Yeah, the Ramah brought down, we had a machloket haposkim, how do we consider pitom falling off? Do we consider that hadar? Do we consider that chaser? Right, can you make a bracha? Machloket, mishnah bracha, aruch ha-shulchan, what to do when they disagree. We're up to the second line of the Ramah. Yeah? Shev tikrata. Yes, he says like this. Yeah, we're in the Ramah. Mihu. So now that the Ramah just got finished saying, we said that what? According to everybody, let's just make some seder before we continue Rabotai, State of the Union. Ready? Everybody agrees. Tell me kind of psul that everybody across the board agrees that is kasher miyom tov sheni anon. Everyone, talk to me my language.
Etrog.
Etrog achshav. Shaul and chaser. That bevadai, Shaul v'chaser, everybody agrees is kasher, miyom tov sheni va'elach. Tell me something that everybody agree, well, we're not there yet, tell me something that's subject to a machloket, whether or not it's kasher, miyom tov sheni va'elach. Well, forget about pitom for a second.
Hadar,
machloket,
gazul
v'ganuv, those things, right, the Rambam holds. Both hadar, ganu v'gazul, all these things are kasher miyom tov sheni va'elach. Bracha or not? Bedaat Rambam.
Yes.
Machloket, right? Mishnah Berurah and the Kaf HaChaim said that you should not make a bracha even according to the Rambam, but according to Maran Zichron v'Chaim Yabi Omer, what?
Yes.
Beseder. Okay.
That's a gishmak.
Good. Bedaat gishmak. What do you think? I'm going to feed you things in a gishmak? Mata yoshenata? So he says like this. Yeah?
He doesn't tally how many times.
Yeah. Now, he says... Now, what's something that was machloket? Yeah, we said something that's chaser. Chaser itself is fine. Now, how do we look? There's the next kind of psul that he's going to talk about is nikavu achbarim. Let's say mice took bites out of the etrog. Now we see lahavdil elef alfei avdalot. We see that Rabbi Chanina ate from his etrog biyom tov sheni, and apparently, what was the halacha? That was kasher. But over here, if a mouse eats out of it, so over there, yes, it's chaser. But now he throws in a different kind of psul. What? Yo, let's see what he says. Miu.
Miu nikiru achbarim lo itanu af b'shar yamim mishum maus.
Ad
sheaser nikur achbarim.
Oh, he says if it was eaten from by mice, you shouldn't take it af b'shar yamim. Not only because of chaser, says the Ramah, but even why? Mius. What would the Rambam hold of this?
Oh, he says that he has a problem hadar now.
Does the Rambam hold of problems of hadar on subsequent days?
No.
Does the Rambam hold that there's something worse than hadar, meaning ma'us?
No.
So
what, mouse is, like Moses' mouse?
No, ma'us, like disgusting.
Okay.
No, he doesn't. He just says there's no hadar.
Like, if the Rambam says that hadar on the rest of the days is not a problem,
then we're good.
Then ma'us also, which means the Rambam over here is speaking about l'shitato, according to his own opinion. Okay, now continue. Until, says the Rambam, when would you be allowed to? When you peel off the place where the mice ate from, you're cutting off more. What would the Ramah tell you?
Well, now it's chaser.
Chaser is fine anyways on the rest of the days. Now continue. Aval.
Aval, imhai yavesh o minumar, shabasuk o shiva yamim. What's minumar?
Minumar means, let's say, it was dotted. It had like black dots. Minumar, like a namer. What's a namer?
Leopard,
because it has dots. Go ahead.
Okay.
This is a huge, huge thing. The Ramah just said, don't forget, the Ramah's talking. According to the Ramah, that let's say, Yavish. What's the halacha according to the Ramah? Yavish bishar yamim? Pasul. Why? Because the Ramah holds like the Rosh, who holds that Hadar is Pasul the rest of the days. So now I have a great idea. Says the Ramah, what am I going to do? Let's say there's a part of the Etrog or the Lulav that's Yavish. Yeah? So Yavish is not, that's Pasul on the rest of the days. Why? Because it's not Hadar. So I have a great idea. If there's, let's say, a small dry portion of the etrog. So what do I do?
Cut it off.
Now what is it? No more yavesh. Now it's only chaser. Chaser is kasher bishar yamim. Says the Ramah, nothing doing. Why?
Because it's still...
Because this is a chaser that came from yavesh. A chaser, a kashrut that comes from a psun, is still considered psun. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the mouse bite, that is okay.
The mouse bite to begin with, what, is not real. It's chaser, it's just ma'us. So when you scrape off the mi'us part, then it's okay. But if originally you had yavish, which was a psul, and then you cut it off, that's a chaser that came from a psul bishar yamim, which is still going to remain psul. Okay?
So now, it's not kasher, you're making it kasher.
Correct. Okay, now. Okay, says, let's stop and see the Mishnah Berurah for a second. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yeah. Lamed Zayin, Tika.
Ad she'asir. L'hachim kilinan kan. Medina hu b'chal chaser v'chaser gashay b'shar yameh.
Really? The mouse bite is considered what? If you had to halachically categorize it, it would be chaser. And chaser b'shar yameh is okay. Just what? There's something extra here, what? That it becomes ma'us. Go ahead. Virak.
I said even diavet.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, so the but yavesh or minumar, which means the minumar. You know, sometimes on etrogim you're looking for black dots, right? People look for it on the chotim. On the chotim, if by the way, I deal with etrogim, a legitimate a legitimate black dot on the chotem or on the etrog, very, very hard
chotem
to come by.
Chotem is ma again?
Chotem is the top third where the etrog begins to slant, right. Slant upwards. Very, because it has to come from the basar of the etrog, right. Not dirt and not pesticides. Most of the time it's either dirt or pesticides. That's usually what it is, and it comes off. Very, very rare to see. So even one black dot that's near ala ayin on the chotem is posel. If it's in two or three places, even not on the chotem, on the rest of the etrog, it's posel. But even that's only pasul l'da'at Rambam because of hadar, that's only pasul on the first day. On the rest of the days, it's kasher. L'da'at Rama, this kind of minumar, which is a chisaron, a lack of hadar, is pasul even on the rest of the days. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you shave it off, let's say, yeah, You take a potato peeler and you see these black dots. What do you do to the etrog in the rest of the days? You start peeling it. Oh, it's gone. Still asur. Nevertheless, it's still going to be pasul because it came mikoach pasul. There are those who argue on the Mishnah Berurah and on the Ramah. Aval kach da'at Mishnah Berurah. Let's continue.
So saying what it is, whatever its status is in the beginning is what it is.
Really? Is pasul bishara yamim. Even if you peel it off, the etrog is still going to take that form of psul.
So even if you rectify it, it's still psul. Right?
Correct.
So no matter what you do, you can't change it.
Well, not rectify it, but cut it off. Had you rectified here by cutting it off, that doesn't work. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Chet, Tikra. Oh, the halacha over there, the gra and maran say in tafresh memchet, if you have a chazazit, yeah, or if, now and you shaved off the chazazit. Now there are certain colors that are characteristic to an etrog, yellow obviously.
Green.
Lighter greens, lighter shades of greens, whatever. All these colors are characteristic and normal for etrogim. If after you shave off, you're not supposed to do this, but if you shaved off a chazazit, you remember what the chazazit were?
Black.
The pimples, right? Or if you have the protuberance that's on the etrog, or the black dots, if you shaved it off, and obviously when you shave it, it's going to turn colors, but if it turns to a color in etrog, da'at maran is... kasher. Obviously, you didn't make it chaser. You just took off the very upper glaze of the etrog. That's not considered chaser. That's considered mekulaf, and it's still kasher. So, what do you see from here? The Graz Medayek, if he holds that even on the first day, if you shaved off the dot, let's say, or the dots on the, or the chazazit on the etrog, and it still has an etrog-like color in its kosher, apparently, what does he hold? Even though it comes mechamat psul, still kasher. So the Graz being medayek, that Maran and himself, the Graz, disagree with this Ramah, that when it's ba mikoach ha-psul, it's pasul. Continue. V'chen mitzaded ma'amar Mordechai b'maskanato sham. V'alken, go ahead.
V'alken.
מצדד המאמר מאחר יש לדיון להכיר בחטא אחרי ואושות עונים ובשר יום מאחר דסתם מחבר כדת הרמב״ם סייתו כל פסים משום מומין דקולה בזה אל בין בפסול משום חסר ומשום הדר קשה בלן תושני דקלו בזה אף יבוש
יבש וכן הנמר
יבש או נמר וטעם משום הדר אף בלא חדך על קובנים אין להלכת בחדך
which means the Mishnah Berurah says that there is room to be mekel according even if you don't cut it off like we said but especially if you do cut it off and now it looks like a nice etrog chazal emarei etrog da'at ha-mishna berura that if you want to rely on da'at maran da'at ha-gra who argue on the Rama says even if you cut it off you're toast nevertheless da'at ha-gaon mevilna to paskin like maran that if it's chozel emarei etrog which means it has a color that resembles that of the etrog after you peel off or cut off the chazazit or the minumar what's the halacha says you can rely on that it's kosher.
Right, so let's
Ovim koma dahak, once I can just finish up.
Bavada is small gaza, why am I get have come in yana khazazi.
Fine.
I should we recap.
Go for it.
So the Rama said that if
you have to be careful when you say that, what am I going to say the next thing if you ask to recap? What am I going to tell you to do?
Okay, no, explain it.
You do it. There's the Gemara says Masechet Sanhedrin.
The Gemara says before, like last week.
Felt in Hasbara. No, no, no.
The, it's always that any time.
There's Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin. Takshiv Tov. It says by Pinchas. It says that Pinchas when he came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, Moshe, you know, Zimri is doing this isur. What should we do? The Gemara says that Nitalma Mimenu Alacha. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't remember that Bo'el Aramit Kanaim Pogim Bo. So what did Pinchas say? Rabbi, didn't you teach us? Bo'el Arami, didn't you teach us this halacha? If this and this is going on, then you should kill them. What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell him? Oh, you're right. And he told him a phrase. Karyana di'igarta ihu leheve parvanka. The letter carrier, let him be the one who executes. Which means what?
That's
your
best. Yeah. Which means what? You're the one who brought up the idea. Do it. Evanta? Mani omen?
Why did this type of name is safe for that?
Karyana di'igarta, the letter carrier.
Letter carrier.
It's a bunch of letters. So it's a play on words. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the Rama said that if you have a bite of a mouse, something that's mucus, it's disgusting, you could cut it off and you're good. But if you have yavesh or minumar, or black dot, something that for the actual pasul is there, if you cut it off now, it's going to be pasul still.
Why?
Because it came from a koach of pasul.
As opposed to achbarim.
That didn't come from pasul, it came because of mius, because it's just dirt.
Okay. Now, Zuck the Mishabura.
The Mishabura says the gra and maran...
earlier,
Shulchan Aruch and Tari Rish Benchet are arguing on this Rama. How? Because they say, if you cut off the chazazit of an etrog, and now it maintains the color of that etrog, it looks like you didn't really cut it off, it's the same color, it's perfectly mutar.
Obviously, you didn't make it chaser.
It's not chaser, it's klipah, it's just peeled.
Okay.
Therefore, it's mutar.
Okay, even on what day?
Even on the first day.
Even on the first day, because according to Maran, when's the only day a chazazit or minumar would make it pasul?
First day. First
only
day.
On the first day. And if he's talking about cutting it off and make it kasher, obviously what day is Maran talking about?
First day.
And yet, he says kosher if you do
so
that.
Says
so obviously, what does Maran and the Gra hold about? Ba mikoach pasul. They don't hold to that. Because
true.
According to the Rama, if it was pasul, if it was... It can't be better if it was pasul and then you peeled it. It can't be better than when you started, says the Rama. Oh, says Maran. Apparently, you see, it doesn't hold it there. Verstehst?
Yeah.
Yeah? Famidi?
Yeah. So okay. It's not from the gush, you're saying?
Huh?
It's not from the gush. Only if it's from the gush is it possible. Gush
no.
The basar of the etrog? That's
no,
chaser.
Only if it came from a pasul problem.
Outside source.
Okay, now, read.
So now, Mishnah Berurah tells us, since we have Maran and the Gra
and the Maman Mordechai and other Puskim,
we can be Mekel and Shatat Chak. And when we don't have any other etrog, we could be Mekel because of it.
Even if you don't cut it off, and especially if you do cut it off, there's room to be Mekel. Tov, yafeh
meod. I have a question.
Yes.
How big is a Chazazit?
So Chazazit has, it's the same halacha that applies by the dots, applied by Chazazit. Chazazit is like a zit. Now first and foremost, the halacha is very interesting. Very interesting that we're not talking about the bumps of the etrog, because etrogim have bumps. That's part of the characteristic of the etrog, is that it's bumpy, because if it's all smooth, that's like a lemon. Yeah? So etrogim have bumps. We're not talking about, you know, sometimes, and the bumps come in different shapes and sizes. It looks very clearly like a zit, you know, like a pimple. And plus, even sometimes you see
the bump is a pimple?
No. It looks like a pimple. You know, like, huh? Looks like a bubble. Now, if the bubble, even if it's like a weird, ugly looking bubble, but it's the same colors that, or one of the kosher colors of an etrog, a yellow, a lighter green, whatever it is, the halacha is, it's still kasher, wow. Even on the chotim. We're talking about what? This is all maran in Siman Tafresh Mem Chet. It has to be a chazazit, it has to be a pimple that is ugly and stands out, not like a regular bump, and it's filled with like a pus, and it turns color to something that's not the color of the etrog, like a black, like a brown, something like a red, something like that.
Have you seen it?
Vadai.
You've seen it?
Yeah, so now, over there,
I've never seen one before.
I must have seen at least hundreds of thousands of etrogim in my life.
I really want to see this.
Chief Tovata. So he says like this.
Have you seen a chazazit?
Many. Many. A chazazit that makes psul, or meaning a non-kosher chazazit, or yeah. I've seen, you know, it's fairly common. Now, again, to make it psul, it has to be either one of those chazaziot. Either one of the chazaziot on the chotem, which is the top third, where it begins to slope, or in two or three places anywhere else on the etrog, because then it becomes like minumar. Then it becomes like spotted, which is no longer hadar, and it's pasul, but once again, only on the first day. You can have the ugliest, most pasul, you know, etrog on the first day. What happens to it on the second day? It becomes kasher lemehadrin. Maybe not the biggest hidur mitzvah, but it's kasher. Yeah? Shemata, so he says like this. Now, says the Rama, Vaiter. Yeah?
He's going to wash his face.
I have a picture. I have to see if I have the video. Right before I got married, I went to Maran Zichron Levracha. And I was in Israel right before I left Kol to come back to America to get married. So I went to say shalom, to say goodbye, man, going back to get married. So he gave me, that day he was giving me brachot, whatever. He slapped me 12 times.
Oh.
Six on each side.
Wow. Like back forth.
Yeah. Right, boom, left,
back hit.
Huh? Yeah.
Did it hurt?
You
wanted to hurt.
Yeah, no, had big hands.
He was strong?
But big hands, yeah.
And then, do you know why he did 6 and 6? Was there a reason?
You're gonna have to talk to children. You know, by Ashkenazim who used to go to Maran Zichron, used to slap them. They didn't understand. They don't understand that by Sfaradim, if you get slapped, the siman ahava. You know, now he says like this. Yeah, vayter. Yeah, tikra.
Ashkenazi rabbi, Yosef Weiner, Shalmansi.
Yeah.
He went to visit him.
Yeah.
And he put his hand up, so he thought he wanted to shake his hand, but his hand was high by his beard area.
Yeah.
So the rabbi is like, He thought he was saying like
Shalom.
He smacked him on his
feet. He doesn't know. Yeah, they're not used to it over there. Also, yeah, you have to know. You have to teach them. Also, if you ever try to kiss an Ashkenazi rub's hand, it doesn't work.
I
used to kiss Nemetzal's hand.
It's not their thing. It's not their thing.
Really?
It's not their thing. By Sfaradim, Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi brings down, as does the Ben Ish Chai. The Minhag Sfaradim, that was the kavod shel Talmidei Chachamim, is to kiss their hand. That's the kavod shelhem. Rav Chaim Palachi writes in his sefer, it was very interesting. He writes that he was a little bit sensitive. He was like, he didn't like germs and he didn't like that. So he used to walk around with gloves. So when people would kiss his hand, he would have gloves on. That was his thing. So apparently he didn't tell people to stop kissing his hand. Elama. Because that was the kavod. Elama, since he was sensitive, what did he do? He put on a glove.
It was COVID.
Huh? It wasn't COVID. He was just sensitive to germs. Anyway, Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi writes it. B'sefer Tefuah L'Chaim, he says.
My dad once went to the Chazon Ish's house for like a short lunch. It was in his biography. Mm-hmm. And the Chazon Ish tried to kiss his hand. He wouldn't let him. Because he knew what he was trying to do. Like, wouldn't let him do it. Chazon Ish said, okay, fine. You want some water? Ron's like, of course. As he's reaching, he put it away, grabbed his hand and kissed it.
Oh, fine. Okay, weiter. Yalla, Tim. Says the...
So that's not
all I took.
So yeah. We didn't
do this part. So it says go back to the Rama. Bottom line of the Rama.
ומותר לחתקילה להתנות על האתרוג שכולו ליום ראשון שאינו בודל ממנו ככל בין הרשושות של דל שני ואילך ומותר אז לחתקילה לאחור ממנו ביום שני ואילך ורציתי למצווה עם הנשאר.
Which means, in general, now, this is a concept that we haven't really learned, but here's a very, back to Chasir, there's a halakha that if a person uses an etrog, even one time on Sukkot, that etrog becomes muktzeh. Not a muktzeh like we understand usually for Shabbat, Yom Tov, whatever, but muktzeh means designated for the mitzvah until after Sukkot, because now it's designated, you can't eat from it. Now, That being said, says the Rama, you are allowed to make a Tanai that you are not separating yourself from the Etrog the entire first day of Sukkot. Then when you use the Etrog on Motza'e, the first day, you'd be allowed to eat from it after the first day of Sukkot. Even after you eat from it, what would be the halacha on the second day? Still kasher, because chaser is kasher miyom ha'shani va'ilach. What about on the first day? Technically, halachically speaking, in terms of mukte, since you made this Tanai, you'd be able to eat from it on the first day as well. But what's the problem with eating from it on the first day?
It's mukte.
Then it would be chaser. It would be chaser, and chaser is pasul on the first day according to everybody. So that's why this Tanai would make it acceptable for you to eat it from the second day and on. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Oh no, I'm sorry. Finish the Rama, then we'll see Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, Maran doesn't hold to that, but the Rama says we're not so bakim tanaim. So let's see what he says. Yeah, go for it. Says the Mishnah Berurah lamitlet. You got to do this before Yom Tov. Sheikh lo liyom rishon. Which means you can't make the Tanai on the first day, because on the first day, the entire etrog has to be designated only to the mitzvah and not to eating. Why? Because if you eat from the etrog on the first day, then it's pasul. So therefore you have to make the Tanai for what? The Tanai for Motza'e, the first day, which is the beginning of the second day of Sukkot. Yeah, next Mishnah Berurah, Mem Aleph, Umutar Az Lechatchila. Right, you need at least the minimum shi'ur, which is what we're going to see soon.
What's he saying? If you lechatchila, you hifrish for the second day?
Yeah, you were mafrish the etrog for the second day, which means that you don't have any intention to use it for the first day at all. Then it's mutar.
Oh,
okay. You need a tanai even if the etrog is only for the second day. Tov. Now, leachol mimenu v'latzet. Go ahead. Membet perush.
Perush leachol biyom sheni v'latzet bo biyom shlishi.
Which means, over here, netila doesn't mean netilat yadayim. Over here, netila means what? You can't eat a bite of your etrog on the second day before, because you're not allowed to eat anything until you do the mitzvah of netilat lulav. So obviously, what does it mean? Eating, making the tanai for eating on the third day or after the netilat lulav on the second day. That's what he means. Okay? Hala min gimal han nishar, whatever's left from it. So one pusik says, how much of the etrog has to be left in order for you to use it? We say chaser is mutar. Right. Is there a limit to that?
Yeah, like a little tiny...
He says up to half. You need, if it's already half, it's pasul. You need a majority of the etrog left, which means you can take little bites here and there from the second day and on, but you have to leave at least a majority of the etrog. Why? Because the Torah says you have to take an etrog and not half an etrog. Got to be half. However, Maharai,
that's the run.
Maharai, which is the Turmat Adishin, which means what? Even if I'm only a minority of the etrog is left, as long as you have the minimum shi'ur. Which is, by the way, the halacha. Let's say, especially if you have, you know, you have one of those giganto etrogim. Marai is the trumat addition. So you have one of these gigantos, yeah? You eat most of it and you leave only a kabitza piece of the etrog left. Oh, shana, you take it like that. Kasher. Etrog, kasher. Biyom sheni vahala.
Each bite is like $10.
Yeah, so. It's hard. It doesn't go down. You know, I do that also in hotel. Some people. One time, a person told me that.
No.
Sometime, one time, there was a guy in a hotel. He says, "I hate going on vacation. I hate sleeping in hotels." I said, "Lama?" He says, "I can never fall asleep in hotels." I said, "Why? Your pillow? You're not used to the. Maybe it's not comfortable." He says, "No, very comfortable." So I said, "Why can't you fall asleep?" He says, "Because I'm making cheshbon in my head. Every hour costs me X amount. Every hour of sleep." So he says, I can't fall asleep." I said, "Kamtan ya chamor. Go enjoy your life. Mazah shtiyot ha'ele." Yeah.
The guy who buys a $500 sleep. Huh?
No, the people go to restaurants and then it gets stuck in their throat because every bite is them.
$20.
Ya chamor. You can't live like that. You know, because every button is like this and every button in your clothes. Mazi, you have to live in Olam Hazeh. Right? A Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the word. Obviously, you have to be normal about it.
Is that
Persian, Rabbi? Mazim Shaneh. Anyway, Bekitzur.
Persians are normal.
Anyway.
What's halacha again by Tanai?
By Tanai, you're... By second day or the first day?
The old has to be tonight before Chag.
It has to be Bevadai before the Chag. The question is, if it's an etrog that's only earmarked for the second day, whether that needs a Tanai, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Machlokas
Chag.
Because once the Chag enters, it's Yitz Katzai.
When it comes to like, it comes to Meiser, or...
That's already because it's only the Rabbanan. No, but over here, this is the Oraita. Yom Rishon is the Oraita. What are you saying?
If you have an etrog that's...
But I've
designated for the second day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to make it
to That's a machloket in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a because some say that even though it's earmarked for the second day, but remember, the part of the second day, the beginning of the second day, is connected to what? It's connected to the first day, so it's possible it's still, because of that connection, you would still need a Tanai to separate it from that. That's some poskim say.
Two Tanai, basically.
Yes. Vaiter. Okay? Now, back to Maran. Maran says, nevertheless, even the Rambam holds that there are certain psulim that carry across the entire 7 days of Sukkot. Oh. What's that? Which it's not much. Remember, according to the Rambam and Maran, Ganuv, Gazul, Hadar, all these things, kulam mutarim lachem. But what? Yeah, the pisul. Go ahead.
The pisul, shehu mishum avodat lochavim, or mipnei sheoto etrog gasur b'achila, or mipnei she'en aminam, or she'en chaserim ha'shiur, or agyon roa, ben b'yom dovishon, ben b'shar yamim, pasul.
Now, what does Maran say carries on for all 7 days? Which kind of pisul? Avodat zara. Yeah? Asherah ira nidachat. Why is that? The Gemara says, why is that pisul? Because since it already has to be burnt, it's already considered burnt, no shi'ur. Something that doesn't have the shi'ur, which means an etrog that's less than a betza, or let's say hadasim aravot that are, or that's less than 3 tfachim, lulav that's less than 4. All these things are pasul. It doesn't have, or things that are asur be'achila. What's asur be'achila? For instance, by the way, let's say the etrog, orla, tevel didn't have tumot u'ma'asrot. Oh, one second. So Maran Zichron Bracha says he brings in a few cases. Watch this. For instance, let's say an etrog from orla. Orla you can't have a na'af from. Etrog of Orla is pasul since you can't eat it. Etrog of Tevel, you have to be very careful. You have to have an etrog with a good ashgacha. Why? Especially if you're getting your etrog from Eretz Yisrael. Forget about Shemitah for a second.
In 3 years.
But no. Shemitah is this coming year.
No, it's going to affect us in 3 years. No, because etrog will have 3 years
next year. Next Sukkot. This coming Sukkot, which is already Sukkot of the Shemitah year, the etrogim that we'll be using from Eretz Yisrael are from this past year, which is the 6th. Sukkot of next year, not this coming, Sukkot of next year, we'll be using etrogim from Shemitah, if you're getting from Eretz Yisrael. So that's a totally different sugya. Let's put that aside for a second.
Really?
But you have to have hashgacha on your etrogim from Eretz Yisrael to make, forget about making sure they're not grafted. We have to make sure they took off trumot ma'asrot. Because if you have an etrog that they didn't take off trumot ma'asrot, since the etrog is asur be'achila, it's tevel, pasul. In order to be able to use the etrog for the mitzvah, it has to be an edible etrog. What about lulav hadasim aravot? Lulav hadasim aravot, they're only trees. They're plants. They're inedible to begin with. So the halachot of orla, the halachot of shvi'it, the halachot of tevel, they don't apply to them. The only real one of the minim that has to be edible, because it is edible, is the etrog. Therefore, etrog of tevel, you have to make sure with a good hashgacha, that you take off trumot ma'asrot, that's part of the hashgacha.
In your career, has there ever been any like instances where like it wasn't good hashgacha?
Vadai.
Like, and like, really?
Yeah.
Did you find that? Did the Rebbe ever say something
like that? I've seen situations where there's been mess ups with trumot ma'asrot. With Orla is a little bit less common because most
tafsir.
Now. He says...
Because it takes 3 years to grow anyway.
It takes a while. Anyway, so Orla doesn't usually get to the shuk anyway. It's not so shayach. But trumot ma'asrot, big problem. Sometimes if you don't have hashgacha tzmuda, hashgacha tova, if they don't take off trumot ma'asrot, pasul. Pasul mamash. And that's not only that. According to Maran, it's pasul on all of the days because it's asul ba'achila. Maran tzachon ha'bracha. Now, very interesting. I want to read to you first the Kaf HaChaim. Kaf HaChaim in this siman, Ot Pe. So he says like this. Based on this halacha, that the etrog has to be ra'ui la'achila all 7 days, and if it's not, it's pasul. He says, there's certain things that if you know, they're spiritually not fit for achila. For instance, like this. The Kaf Chaim says like this: Etrog sheiniach tachat amita shiruach ra'a shura alav. What happens? Very interesting case. If you put an etrog under the bed, we know Maran Zichron Bracha and many other poskim in Siman Kuf Tetzayin in Yoreh De'ah things that are some mishum sakana. What happens? Any food that you put under the bed, what's the halacha? What happens to the food? Ruach ra'a, a bad evil spirit takes hold of it, even if it's in a box or whatever, and now it becomes asur ba'achila. Yeah, so now what do you do with it? Says the Kaf Chaim. He says, "Yirashay latzet bo ayin b'tshuvat binyan olam shemasik im lo matza etrog acher vaday sheyesh litelo." He says, "If you can't find any other etrog, he says, take it." Ul'anyan bracha heniach b'tzarich iyun. But with regards to a bracha, since we're not sure, he says, don't make a bracha on it. That's the psak Kaf Chaim. Just read to you from Kaf Chaim. Maran Zichron Bracha in Chazon Ovadia disagrees with this Kaf Chaim, and he says, for several reasons, that this is not the case. He says, first of all, most poskim hold that nowadays, Ruach Ra'a is much, much, much weaker, and we don't. Many poskim say we don't even have it anymore, such that b'di'avad, he says, such that b'di'avad, certainly you'd be able to eat it, and to use it for the mitzvah, and even to make a bracha. Very similarly,
me and Roy were just doing Abi Omer on the snake.
The second time, the Davar Shish,
Davar Shominyan.
Okay, so now watch this. There's another case. What happens if early in the morning, you know, there's another Tshuva Abi Omer, we'll speak about it, but what happens if a person, you have a Jew, a Goy, doesn't have these halachot. But let's say you have a Jew who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvot, and he didn't do Netilat Yadayim in the morning. All of a sudden, wow, what a beautiful etrog. Tach, and he touches your etrog with hands that didn't wash Netilat Yadayim. Now what happens? His Ruach Ra'a that he woke up with, he didn't take it off in the Netilat Yadayim. What did he do? He now transferred it to the etrog. According to the Kaf Chaim, it would be the same thing. You should preferably not use this etrog for the mitzvah because now it becomes inedible as a result of the Ruach Ra'a. However, Maran Zichron Bracha says, first of all, b'di'avad, like we said, the Ruach Ra'a is very, very weakened in this generation, so you'd be able to be yotzeh. And l'chol ayoter, both in the case of touching with hands of not netilat yadayim or putting it under the bed, if you wash it three times, and etrog is a fruit, right? It can get wet, yeah. It's okay. So if you wash it three times under the faucet, that makes it even better. Wait, the Ruach Ra'a disappears. Huh?
Was it even makshir before?
What?
When a guy touched it.
No, not because of Tum'ah. Ruach Ra'a. Wow. Yeah? So over there is a very similar thing. There's a very big shaila. Many times when you go to restaurants or bakeries, especially in Eretz Yisrael, where there are Jewish, not from, but Jewish cooks, bakers, whatever, and they're touching, you know, they're touching stuff and they're whatever, and they didn't do Netilat Yadayim in the morning. So there's a whole Tshuva Nevi'a Omer, whether that asers the food over there because of Ruach Ra'a.
Non-Jews that have Ruach Ra'a.
No, not non-Jews. Jews that are not Shomer Torah Mitzvot.
What do you mean? They obviously wash your hands regularly. It has to be like
not at the time.
Oh,
okay. So, if you don't have
that,
you're not eating
the
throat.
That doesn't make
it. Over here, it doesn't. In order, remember the whole idea. Why do we start this? Because the Shulchan Aruch says that in order for the etrog to be kasher, it has to be halachically edible.
That's right? Only according to Shulchan
Aruch. No, according to everybody. No, just like Tumot, Tuma Asrot, and Orla, and Shvi'it, and all these things, it has to be edible.
According to the other man, Rishonim, they say that it's not from the word tree, it's from the word lachem. According to the Rosh and Tosfos.
Nachon, we're going to see that in Mishabur, but according to Maran, it's got to be edible.
So therefore, the fact that it's edible, even though you're not eating it, the fact that it's just edible,
it has to be edible. Nachon, even if you never eat it, it has to be edible. Just like Orla, you can never eat it. Tumot, Tuma Asrot, Tevin. You know, it doesn't matter. Now listen to this. In that Tshuva Nevi'a Omer, Maran Zichron Bracha says that even though the person is a Jew, but at the end of the day, first of all, like we said, many poskim, the Maharshal and others, the Mordechi, they say that the Ruach Ra'a is already very significantly weakened, if not completely gone nowadays. Plus, like you pointed out, everybody, even if you're not from, when you wake up in the morning, nobody's going straight from their bed to start kneading dough. He uses the restroom, whatever it is. He washes his hands, washes his face. So even though he didn't do necessarily the best halachic netilat yadayim, but he did some form of netilat yadayim, which takes off a major part of the tumah, and therefore Maran Zichron Bracha says that it is mutar to consume those foods. You don't have to be concerned about ruach ra'a in the bakeries and the restaurants in Israel and stuff like that. Zain b'haya. Now,
regardless of the workers.
Huh? Regardless, yeah. It's always better if you have workers. It's a nice thing to tell them, all the Jewish workers, and non-Jewish for that matter, everybody before you go on shift, everybody do netilat yadayim. Matov manayim.
Even the non-Jews?
Huh?
Even the non-Jews.
You can't discriminate. You can't say, okay, Jews do netilat yadayim, non-Jews go... You make a policy if you want. Everybody does netilat yadayim. Yeah. Now, go ahead.
Because you think you're crazy six times.
That obviously also may... Well, after Chatzot, the Ruach Ra'ah is less. So again, you're going to... You're gonna make a sleep log for all the workers when you go to sleep.
Any specific person that slept? Let's say you know who slept after.
It's very hard to know. Yeah, you can't. This is workers. Tov, bo bonusayim po. Yeah, and he says that I'm not ending off. Go ahead. V'chazazit. Yeah, that's the Rama who says chazazit is posel. That's only according to himself. That Hadar is posel all 7 days.
But like the Rambam.
Not the Rambam and Maran. Let's stop and see Mishnah Berurah for a second. Yeah? By the way, another thing I forgot to tell you from Chazon Ovadia, you know, many times, the Etrogim today, many of them are very beautiful. You know how they get that? You know, Etrogim grow in the wild. They grow from the ground. There's all sorts of bugs and pests and stuff like that. How do they get
them? They breed them?
You know, no. They spray them with pesticides and insecticides, like it goes out of style. Yeah, such that if beemet kacha, if you take an etrog off the tree, an etrog that you buy from the street, and you want to eat it just like that without washing it, it's mamash sakanat nefashot. You can get mamash poisoned. You have to, even those people who make the jellies and whatever, you have to wash it, scrub it very, very well, like any other fruit. The shaila is, the way you get it now, when it's full of pesticides and insecticides, now, as is, it's not ra'ui la'achila, because it's all poisonous. Does that make it, maybe you shouldn't be yotzei the chovah because of that, because it's not edible?
What are you trying to
wash it?
Huh?
But it could be washed.
So, maybe, when was the last time you scrubbed down your etrog before Sukkot?
But he's saying it could be eaten if you walk, even though right now it's not.
Yeah, the ma'akim can do it.
So that's the question. So the Chazon Ovadia has a whole write-up on it. And he says, first of all, over here...
Does he say zero?
He brings that also as part of the Cheshbon. Yeah. He says, first of all, you can wash it. You could have washed it. That's number one. Number two, he says even greater, when we say that it has to be ra'ui la'achila, he says that's on a halachic level. It has to be halachically. We're not talking about physically, you know, poison's not poison. Although, bevaday, you can't put yourself b'sakana, but this... this prerequisite of the Gemara and Maran that says it has to be ra'u'il achila means what? Halachically, not physically. But still, don't try this at home. Don't ever eat an etrog or any other fruit. By the way, any other fruit, an apple, an orange, not an orange, but let's say an apple, just take a bite out of it. You know how many pesticides and hands and dirt and disgusting things? You have to, people don't, you know, it's amazing. Sometimes you see people tach, almost seem. You have to wash it well. Wash it, many, you know, even with soap and water. Yeah, sakana. Sakana.
If you take a knife and you start scratching at the apple, wax will come off.
Wax is a different thing. They put on wax to make it shiny. There's a whole tshuva nigrot Moshe. The wax comes from shellac, which comes from dvarim tmeim, whether or not you're allowed to eat it.
The mic and I have the shine. Yeah. The shine is from tolaim, it's from worms.
Anyway, so whatever. That's a different shayla altogether. Yeah.
My Rebbe,
according to the nigrot Moshe, it's mutar.
Doesn't need mic.
Anyway,
doesn't need anyway.
It's not. It's Mike and Ike. Yeah. 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 And, but it's not because Mike is a Persian and Ike is a Syrian. Anyway, they get together. Nachon? To.
Mikey. Mikey's Persian.
That's the Mike is the default Persian name. That's if you don't know his name, whatever, it's Mike. Anyway, Bikitsur. No.
Mike and John.
To. It says like this. To. Hala. Kadima. Says the Mishnah Berura, Saif Katan, Ze. Yeah. Mem Dalet.
Some Avodat Gilulim, Avodat Kochavim, right? Same thing.
Kigon Ba'ashira.
No, Ba'ashira, Shei Yisrael, Ozanei Aleha, B'Sif Gimel, Ayin Shem Atam, B'Shev Berura.
Why? Because it doesn't have the Shi'ur. Sheoto Etrog Asur Ba'achila, go ahead.
Ma'ashra Afal Pishin Otar Ba'ana'a, Kigon Shem Tevel, Kigon Da'asur Ba'achila, Pasuk Ho'shiva.
Which means, Tevel, things that didn't have Tumot Ma'asro taken off, it's Mutar Ba'ana'a, we don't care, it's still Pasul. Why? Because not only does that have to be Mutar Ba'ana'a, it has to be Mutar Ba'achila as well. Continue. V'chol Shekin. Oh, why? Because Orlat Chutz La'aretz is more... Why?
It's not Taloy Al-Aretz,
No, because it's not the Oraita, it's only Alakha Moshe Sinai. Orlat does apply in Chutz La'aretz. זה קידושין זה ממה. Now, Viter says like this. Gishmak Amai says, continue.
Zayin a little bit.
Yeah.
Edok shel demai kasher.
What's demai? You're not sure if they took off ma'asarot. Since that's only, demai is only midrabbanan, since it's mutar ba'achila midoraita, what's the halacha? Mutar.
I was going to ask this before. You said that a lot of etrogim, we have to careful of chuma and ma'asarot.
Yeah.
Do we have to take off demai and chuma? Because chuma is not included in demai.
No, you just, well, when you take off trumot ma'asarot, that patters the demai, because now you're taking off ma'asar vaday.
But if it's a safek to begin with, isn't it not demai?
In general, most etrogim, the vast majority of etrogim on the market that come from Eretz Yisrael do have trumot ma'asrot taken off adequately.
Amar, it's most of them do take off ma'asrot as well, but with like the one in a million, we have to be careful about.
No, not one in a million. There's enough. Okay, weiter. Etrog shnei asar. Takshiv. Etrog shnei asar mechamat bliat isur. כגון.
כן, שנפל מקצתו תוך חלב, רותח, יש לכם שלא לצאת בו ביום ראשון, אבל בשעה ימים יש להקל כמי שאין איסור מחמת עצמו.
What happens, let's say you have an etrog, and the etrog, you're holding it, admiring it on top of, I don't know, hot חלב, or hot pig. Wow, איזה etrog יפה, טח, it falls into a pot of hot חזיר. Now it's balua, from what? It's balua from חזיר. Now you can't eat the etrog.
Absorbed.
So what's the הלכה? Can you use this etrog or not? It's asur ba'achila. If the formula is it has to be mutar ba'achila, over here it's not mutar ba'achila. So on the first day, you wouldn't be able to use it because of that. But on the rest of the days, what's the halacha?
Mutar.
Weiter.
Risisu machomarim re'ilim is pesticide?
Huh?
Risisu machomarim re'ilim is pesticide?
Yeah. Now, by the way, the Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi in Mu'ayd Lekol Chai disagrees with this Mishnah Berura, and he says no, if an etrog fell into ma'achalot asurot, the halacha is that it's not only pasul on the first day, it's pasul all seven.
Wow.
Because now it's, even though it's psul, the bli'ah is not mechamat atzmo, nevertheless it's pasul all the 7 days. Continue.
Hey, Rabbi.
Ma ta'omer?
Why do we say demai is okay the second day?
Because demai, the takana of demai was only mid rabbanan.
Oh, the rabbanan. Okay,
first day?
And also oral,
because mideoraita, it's mutar ba'achila. Weiter.
Which one?
Kol shivat hayamim, mem tayit. That was by Chazazit, yeah? Uvishat ha-dachak. That's only according to the Ramah, but according to the Rambam in Maran, kulam mutarim lachem anyway. Now ends off Maran ha-shulchan aruch, and he says, va'oseh.
Va'osim shnei...
Yamin tovim. If you remember, we saw Machloket Rishonim had a look at the second day of Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael is already what?
Oh, it's the Ran.
Chol HaMoed. Whereas the second day of Sukkot in Chutz La'aretz is what? It's Yom Tov. Yom Tov Sheni. How do you look at Yom Tov Sheni? Do we say it's Midrabbanan and everything's kasher? Or do we say that since it's Yom Tov Sheni, it's coming off of, it still has the halachot of the first day? Yeah. If you remember Machloket, Rambam, Ritba, and other poskim, what did the Ran say? La halacha, really we follow the Rambam. That even Yom Tov Sheni shel Galuyot, how do we consider it? Like the second days already. However, with regards to bracha, because of Safek Brachot, says the Ran, don't make a bracha, and kach pasak maran. Takshiv, hine. V'im yesh lachavero lula v'etro kasher yivarech an shel chavero mida'ato, which means that on the second day, Yom Tov Sheni shel Galuyot, you have one of these things, and you have a friend who has a kosher, etrog, and lulav mehudarim, take it from him, mida'ato, ask for permission. Let's see the Mishnah Berurahs.
Yeah, we did this Mishnah Berurahs.
Tov, bo na'aseh ot
pa'am.
Chazar is good, Chazar is a mitzuyan.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, so he says
like this. Mishul sveika diyomeh, efshar di dino karishon. Odi kiman da'anu bikiyim, bikivad yarech, dino kishar yamim, lekach notim medleka akhelo barchinan.
Right, since it's machloket, we really hold like the Rambam, but because of the safek, we don't make a bracha. Ve'af de bileka akher. Which means, the Mishnah Berurah is asking a great question. He's saying, I don't understand. What's the halacha if all I have on the first day of Sukkot is lulav yavish? Lulav yavish. Okay? Now, what's the halacha? Now, I have two options. There's no other lulavim around. Yeah? Do I take a lulav yavish on the first day of Sukkot without a bracha? Or do I say it's pasul anyway, might as well not waste my breath and my strength? What's the halacha?
Take it.
Take it.
Do it
again. V'day you don't make a bracha. Huh?
You have nothing to lose.
So says the Mishnah Berurah, if that's the case, even on Yom Tov Rishon, what are you telling me now? What's the chidush that you take it, Yom Tov Sheni? without a bracha. I was already, the halacha is like that already from Yom Tov Rishon, even when it's Doraita. So what's the chiddush? You have the kasha?
Yes.
Say the kasha again.
Major voice.
Said that the first day.
Even if you have lulav etrog pasul on the first day, what do we say? Not,
you should
it's pasul, but what?
Do it.
Take it without a bracha. So what's the chidush? Oh, take it on the second day without a bracha. Shkoyich. We already knew that. There's no chidush. What's the rabuta? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know what the chidush is. Then on the first day, you should be toreach to go look for another one besides for the yavesh. Go look for another kasher because on the first day it's donaita. On the second day we're having a lulav yavesh. What's the chidush?
You don't have to
be toreach. Just use this.
Wow. What's considered toreach?
Like two houses down, or like.
That's just lazy.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
So, you have a question?
We got the question.
The first day, if you need to go bother and get another one, you know there is another one. You just need to bother and get it, then you have to.
Oh, okay.
Second day, he's telling you that's the chidush that you don't have to go bother and get another one.
Okay, vital last one. Nun Aleph. יברך על שאל חברו מדעתו.
ראשית אינו מתנה בעניין דיוהנה אפילו ביום ראשון, אבל שלא מדעתו, אף הוא בישהו כתב לדעת מותר נניח לדעת שלנו לצורך ולענה.
Yeah, you say, what about without permission? Without permission, we said before the namase, that in general, people want you to do mitzvot with their money, yeah?
כמקום לא עדיף משאוק, כפסוק ביום טוב ראשון וגם בשני בספר.
And the Biur Halacha says the same thing, רבותיי. People don't realize what's the Halacha with Shaul ביום טוב שני של גלויות. Borrowed. Bracha wise? No bracha, like Maran said. Why? Because you don't make a bracha on these things that are pasul biyom rishon. Because of the safek brachot. So he says, therefore, don't go for a sha'ul. Right? Ask him to give it to you b'matanah al-menat la'achzir so you can get it in a way that you'd be yotzeh on the first day as well. So you can make the bracha too.
Wait. On the second day, we'd be asur?
יום טוב שני של גלויות, מאמי. זה יוצא ספק. פשטשת?
כן.
אוקיי, so he says, go ahead.
כן, זה לא עצרה, לא עושה שאלה. כתוב על אברהם בשם ידע כמשה, אך וכך גיטה את זה, ורוצה למה שחבר או שגידו בתנאי גרן, כך גיטו שלא לזה לא שם.
Which means what? Even when a person, even on the first day, by the way, when a person gives his lulav away במתנה על מנת להחזיר, the owner should be יוצא first. Right, remember, like we said, the mitzvah of netilat lulav is not only one thing. There are different segments of the mitzvah. Taking it yourself, right? Taking the lulav etrog, waving it during the halel, and then waving it during hoshanot, and going around the teva with it. Those are all part of the mitzvah of netilat lulav. So over there, you can lend it to your friend, or give it to him b'matanam l'nat l'achzir, after you're already done your mitzvah, then you give it to him for the other things. Tov, b'ezat Hashem, this is the end of this sugya. Bezat Hashem will continue with the next sugya in the Gemara tomorrow. Don't go too far.
Where?
Don't leave the town. We're just stay here.
I'm going to Mexico.
Hawaii. I'm going to Mexico.